Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
What the heck, kick off the week with the Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, with me, Dan the Main. If you would like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but you could swing on over there just on a daily basis to see what the heck is going on. Of course, while you're there, that is at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Sports Time, and Dan the Man is
Dan the Man with Feed.
All right, Dan. So I got to tell you, Dan, I was quite surprised by this, and it could possibly happen tonight. The NBA season actually has a chance to end before the NHL season. Didn't see that one coming. But of course, the question becomes, Dan, do the Raptors end it tonight with the return of Kevin Durant? Who, when Dan asked me off the air about this, I thought he was talking about his wife. So, but
now we're going to Game 7, Toronto.
So, we do get the return of Kevin Durant. I don't know. You know, I haven't heard if you know he's supposed to be 100% or what the thing is, but he will be out there for the Warriors. I don't know, Dan. I mean, you think it makes that big a difference? Where do you stand on all this fun stuff?
Well, I guess so. I mean, he's supposedly the best player in the NBA, so does that make a difference? I mean, I'm beginning to wonder if there's some kind of, you know, extended hangover for the rest of the Warriors team, because they shouldn't be down the way they are.
Yeah, you know, it is one of those, you know, I don't even know, you know, how to describe it. I mean, you look coming in like they were the best team, but, you know, I think we know that the best team doesn't always win these type of series. You know, the team that's playing better at the time, or in this case, they just be the team that's the healthiest. We'll see tonight, but everybody else will see tonight, because what is it? It's a 9 o'clock start in Toronto, so it's an 8 o'clock start here, which means at best I'll get to watch 30 minutes of it if it starts on time. So,
I mean, I just don't even understand how that works.
Well, you know, it's like Mark Cuban said, it's for television.
Yeah, but I mean, well, I guess in California that would be a 5 o'clock start, right? They wouldn't have to.
Well, if it starts at 8, it starts at 6 there. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, I don't understand. You know, like the way I always looked at it is, for me, it's just kind of, you know, if I was a Toronto fan and didn't have tomorrow off work, or, you know, I mean, I'm sure they will just kind of all call in, but, you know, I mean, what's the best case scenario? Game ends at midnight Toronto time?
Well, you know, if you're in Toronto, you're hoping that there's no overtime, right?
Yeah, well, I figure unless the Raptors win, because you figure if they win, And you know what? Lock up the title. It'll probably be a national holiday in Toronto anyways, right?
Yeah. Too bad the Maple Leafs didn't make it.
No, no. But, you know, the Stanley Cup they've won before, you know, this would be something at least, you know,
no,
at least new. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know they won. You know, you hear all the BS about growing the game and all this stuff. I mean, how many kids are going to see this game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, I think my nephew thinks Kawhi makes that much of a difference with his team. I do think it would be nice for them to finally get it in because they've been runner-up for how many seasons now? Basically, was it the last five?
Yeah, in the East, yeah, just about.
You know, so I mean, it'd be an accomplishment for them, and then they can get their one out of the way. You know, we'll see how things get reshuffled next year when Kevin Durant comes to the East.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, like I'm one of these guys, like I don't hate the Warriors. I don't have a problem with the Warriors. But I always think it's nice to see another team win, and you know, I mean, it this is actually better for the game than any of the other BS they try to sell you. You know, I mean, the more different teams that win, the more fan interest there's going to be. You know, instead of this crap where all the all the good players just get together and say, hey, let's all play here. So, because Toronto, the one thing they said, I caught the story, they have no lottery picks on their roster. Kawhi Leonard wasn't even a lottery pick. He was a later first-round pick by the Spurs. So, if you just kind of think about that, where, they're playing a team, I believe, Steph Curry was a lottery pick. Obviously, KD was. I'm not sure if Klay Thompson might have been. I think DeMarcus Cousins was, even though he's been injured. So, you kind of look at the parallels here, and it's just like, wow, this is kind of odd.
Well, and I think, like I said, I mean, it's either Warriors just kind of get run down.
Yeah, well, you figure what, this is 5 years in a row now. They've played into June. Besides the Durant injury, we've seen Andre Iguodala get hurt, Klay Thompson, DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Looney. I believe it's pronounced Kevin. I thought it's spelled Kevon, but I think it's pronounced Kevin. So, you've got to wonder, right? I mean, 100, normally they play what? They play 82, they're probably playing, 20 extra games a season. That's, that's a lot of extra wear and tear. And obviously the playoff games are tougher than the regular season. So, you think it's just kind of, a breakdown for them at this point physically?
I think so.
And obviously, not that would be anything negative against them. I mean, they're only human. There's only so much rest you can get during the season. And I know the NBA, as far as any league goes far and, far and above trying to get guys rest. And I mean, even through the playoffs, there's, so many, I think like with these finals, I think there's been 2 days off between every game. So they, they definitely make sure that players and teams and everything are right where they're supposed to be. So we'll see how it goes tonight, but I don't think I'll be surprised either way. If Toronto wins, hey, great for Toronto, that's awesome. And if Golden State wins, we'll wait till Thursday or whatever to figure out who's doing what. And then I saw they didn't, they haven't wasted any time already, with the finals being kind of, I don't know, I guess you'd say kind of blah. I saw that they're already hyping up the Anthony Davis talk. I don't know if you caught this one, but the Pelicans are, you know, they've realized now after they had the meeting with him and his agent showed up, you know, good old Maverick Carter showed up with Durant. So they never really got to talk to him. It was just listening to Maverick Carter cry about Durant wanting to be a Laker because that's where LeBron wants him. They're talking now about needing it to be a multiple team deal to get what they want, because obviously the Lakers don't have enough to get this job done. So do you see this finally happening? You know, Dan, can we just get them to the Lakers so they'll all shut up? And, hey, I lost Dan. So, but, yeah, that you know, that seems to be – you know, I better check, because last time I did this, we were completely gone, so hang on.
The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
Okay, there. I still seem to be broadcasting. Yeah, if you remember last week, Dan and I went through this problem, and I was just gone. I thought I was doing the last 10 minutes of the show of the podcast by myself, and it was just over. So we'll see. Like I said, I seem to be rolling along, you know, okay now. We just got to see if Dan can get back in. You know, we've had this problem before, but we'll hopefully get this worked out and I won't have any issues. But, yeah, it looks like, you know, like I was saying, that's where, you know, this is headed. They're going to need multiple teams to get this deal done. And I've heard, you know, the Celtics are a big time player in this, but they want Davis. You know, they wouldn't be content with, you know, seeing him go to LA. So we'll have to see how this kind of, you know, how this kind of works out. But yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's hard to see a team, unless it's getting some kind of salary cap relief, wanting to get in and not come out of this with Anthony Davis. So, you know, we'll have to see how it kind of works out. But I haven't really heard of, you know, too many of the, what would be, I guess you would have to look at them as non-Anthony Davis suitors, you know, come into the picture. But there are always NBA teams out there that are looking for, you know, some kind of salary cap relief in that way. And, maybe they can work that out. I don't know how much room the Lakers have to take on another contract besides Davis, or – you know, maybe there are some expiring contracts that can be moved. You know, the trade situation in the NBA is always a little interesting with the way these kind of shake out. But you know, we'll see. I mean, I think the only thing we know is it would be a gigantic shock if Anthony Davis is in a New Orleans Pelicans uniform when the season starts. I just can't, just really can't see that happening. And you know, now we're just kind of sitting to where we'll have to wait and see where he lands and what it takes to get him and how many teams are involved and what number he's going to wear for the Lakers, basically. So.
I mean, do you think it'll go that far where it's several teams?
Yeah, well, the Pelicans have basically, what they said is the term they used was they opened things up to a multiple team Anthony Davis deal, which means the Lakers don't have enough of what they want to just make a straight up deal. So.
Wow. I mean, well, you know, I mean, not wow, like, I'm surprised by that, but, you know, maybe that was one of the things that Magic just didn't know how to do. was make deals.
Yeah. Well, you know, the plus side the Lakers have now is, you know, now they can offer, you know, like Magic could have just said, well, we'll give you our first round draft pick. Now the Lakers can actually turn and say, hey, look, we've got number four. So, you know, New Orleans will end up with number one and number four. So they'll be able to recoup pretty quickly off of this Anthony Davis loss because, you know, Zion Williamson looks like the real deal, and then they should get another really good quality guy at number four. So, you know, while they'll be young, that'll be a plus. If they do end up with those Lakers core guys, you know, the Brandon Ingrams, the Kyle Kuzmas, the Lonzo Balls, you know, that's not a bad young nucleus, even though I know we're going to get to listen to LeVar piss and moan about him wanting, you know, Lonzo Phoenix. And maybe they work out something like that. And, you know, they could get something back from Phoenix, maybe another draft pick. And, you know, they end up adding something like that. So, yeah, you know, while it's going to suck for them to lose Davis because he is one of the top players in the league when he's healthy, they have an opportunity to make this turnaround pretty quick. You know, instead of it being a long rebuild like we're looking at Chicago, you know, they have a chance to add two top guys if the deal is done with the Lakers, and then maybe the third, depending on how it works out.
It's just interesting, though, how, you know, if the fourth round is not enough, then, you know, what all else are they looking for?
Well, you know what, you know, the problem they might have is they may be looking for multiple first rounders, but you got to realize once you get Anthony Davis on the Lakers, they're probably a playoff team. So then you're not getting really any help out of the draft. You know, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, we know here from experience in Chicago that if you're too far down, you're not getting anybody who's going to help your team. So, you know, say they make the trade with the Lakers, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get, you know, like the 76ers gave up, I think, three or four number ones for Tobias Harris. All those picks are going to be in the high 20s. There's very little chance, you know, unless you happen to hit a Jimmy Butler or a Tony Parker, that you're going to get a lot of help from that type of situation. So, it, you know, you always kind of want a little more to hopefully, you know, at least get something.
Yeah, well, and I mean, if you do land a guy like Tony Parker or, like you said, Jimmy, you know, it's not something that's going to turn around, but 3+ seasons.
Right. So, you know, and that's, you know, and that's the tough part. And I can see, obviously, I mean, you're holding on to, you know, a guy, you know, and obviously he's got, you know, he's got 1 year left on his contract. So his choices is not to play for the Pelicans or sit out. So, you know, they have a bit of a, you know, they have a bit of a leg to stand on here. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of work on it. And, you know, maybe they could get something done like Toronto did with Kawhi Leonard, where a team is willing to take Davis for a year and then they try to convince him to stay. So, you know, and I mean, you got to wonder, you know, I mean, that'll be an interesting question once it's all done. I mean, do you think Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto after all this?
He didn't stay in San Antonio.
Well, but he was traded from there. So, you know, to be fair, he didn't have a lot of choice in that one.
Baby, I can't do anything now. I'm driving. Hold it up.
So, So yeah, you know, it will be you know, it will be interesting to see you know, how it plays out. And I, you know, I believe at one point in time, Dan, you mentioned that we actually seem to like the NBA offseason better than we like the NBA season. So
yeah. Well, you know, the speculation and the drama. I think there's more drama, you know, especially when I'm trying to talk to my daughter to put on sunglasses. But,
yeah.
You know, there's just, and I don't want to say there's more drama, but the way it comes out, it's just, it adds that dramatic tone to it. You know, who's going to do what? Who's going to go where? You know, like you said, Kawhi, I forgot that he got traded. You know, I'm so used to the NBA with the guys just leaving teams that I forget that trades actually happen sometimes. You know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That could be, you know, one of the other interesting things is, you know, does, you know, will Kawhi stay? You know, because any team that misses out on Anthony Davis is probably going to be quite interested in, you know, bringing Kawhi in.
Yeah, now, you know, LeBron posed the question several years back, what defines the MVP? So if the Raptors go down and win tonight or, you know, game whatever, is he going to be the MVP again?
Oh, yeah.
He's
definitely finals MVP. I mean, if the Raptors win, if Durant comes back and Golden State wins three games, oh, you got to figure Durant is probably the MVP. But, yeah, if the Raptors win, you know, I don't think there's no other real option but to give it to Leonard, is there?
No, and, I mean, if he grabs another finals MVP, can you imagine the stock on that?
So yeah, well, yeah, he's definitely, you know, I don't even know what the best way to put it is. He's definitely making money, you know, in these finals. So,
you know, and like you mentioned, with the all NBA team, first round, second player, whatever, you know, contracts get tied into that. I didn't even think about it till now, but are there contract terms that he would get entitled to because of a second finals MVP?
Yeah, you know, if he, you know, if they put it in his contract, you know, there are a lot of guys who get bonuses for, you know, winning awards. So, yeah, you know, it's just kind of like, hey, here you go. What's, you know, what's this worth for to you?
Yeah, does he get a super duper max deal? I don't know if they've got that one.
He's in line for Toronto to give him the biggest deal possible. So he definitely can, you know, make the most money by staying with the Raptors. But, you know, a lot of the thoughts all along was, you know, he's always wanted to play in L.A., but it seemed like the Clippers were the top choice, not the Lakers. You know, it's just going to be kind of one of those, you know, we're going to have to wait and see. And, you know, obviously he's not one of those guys who gives anything away emotionally. So, I don't know what or how or where we'll find anything out about it. So, but yeah, it'll make for, you know, it'll make for some kind of an interesting off season. I mean, you know, there are some bigger, you know, some bigger names out there than we're used to seeing free agent wise that, you know, that may actually move. You know, it looks like, you know, Kyrie Irving will be leaving Boston. You know, even though he did tell the fans there that he planned on staying, but not the first time, you know, a fan base has been lied to by an athlete. So, you know, I mean, Kevin, you know, where did Kevin Durant go? You know, just kind of, you know, you throw Kawhi Leonard in there. I know people seem to forget about, you know, Jimmy Butler, but obviously, you know, he's going to be a factor, some, you know, somewhere at some point.
Is he a Laker?
So, yeah. This guy, well, you know, there were talk, you know, I think, I don't believe, yeah, I think it was Friday when you were off that they made a big deal out of the fact that Butler was wearing yellow and purple shoes. He got some new high tops that had to be, you know, they were gold and purple or yellow and purple, however you want to look at it. So, you know, and they thought that as it was a gigantic sign and he was going to the Lakers. So, you know, it just depends how how you want to read into these things. So, you know, you could kind of take it with a grain of salt, one way or the other, I guess.
Too bad you didn't get some big baller shoes.
Yeah, oh, how funny would have that been? But, you know, kind of, I don't know, I guess I would call it a little off the radar for us. I saw this story today, and I was a little, I don't know, I want to call it intrigued. You know, for the longest time, you know, as just kind of an outside MMA fan, I always heard about, you know, the woman they called Cyborg. It was like Christine Justino, I believe it's pronounced. You know, and finally, after being able to pass a drug test, or if UFC just waived things for her, she finally made her way into UFC, and you know, she's had six fights in the UFC. She's 5-1, but she lost her last one. She got beat pretty handily by Amanda Nunes. Now, what I found interesting, Dan, and I'm kind of wondering you also as a kind of an outside observer like this. She's got one fight left on her contract, and then she said that she's going to, as they put it, go into free agency and see what's kind of out there for her. You know, Dan, I looked at this as just kind of a negotiating ploy, because when you think of MMA, there's really UFC and nobody else, isn't there? I mean, am I missing another big fed out there that she can actually go to?
I mean, there's Bellator, but I don't know if they have women's division. I don't know if they're still on TV. I don't know if you go to Russia and they've got their own. You know, because from what I understand, UFC is pretty much statewide, isn't it? Just here in the continental U.S.?
Well, no, they've been doing some stuff more in, you know, South America and places like that. So.
Yeah, but, you know, keeping, I guess, on the Western Hemisphere, so I don't know if it's different, you know, on the other side of the pond, but I don't know what that means. You know, does she think maybe she's going to take over Ronda Rousey's spot?
Yeah, you know, I was wondering, you know, if that was maybe something she thought might be, you know, might be out there for her. But I honestly don't think Ronda Rousey. Big WWE run was all that spectacular, so I don't even know, you know, if or how that would kind of go.
Yeah, well, I mean, me personally, you know, I'm not a television exec or anything like that, but I far as the WWE went, you know, they handed her Rousey an old gimmick that you they basically put her into a role that she's supposed to succeed in, but I just never felt like she had. Granted, I didn't watch a whole lot of it, but the personality.
Yeah. You know, and
you know,
that may be the drawback.
You know, and I think that's one of the harder parts with UFCers when they go to the WWE is they're so regimented that they focus so much on training and such, where I think the only one who could succeed and really, if he wanted to take over the entire WWE, would be Conor McGregor. He would just have to, you know, watch some of his language, I guess. But other than that, I mean, personality-wise, you remember that Ken Shamrock, you know, while he was entertaining, so to speak, as far as the wrestling went, he wasn't entertaining as a character. You know, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, well, there's a reason
Paul
Brock Lesnar. Yeah, obviously. You know, there's a reason he's there. You know, they do say, as I found the article on her, that apparently Justino wasn't ringside for that all-elite wrestling show that they just ran in Las Vegas. So my guess is, looking at this, that this is going to be her negotiating tactic. You know, she's going to try to kind of play off, you know, pro wrestling, you know, kind of like Brock Lesnar just did in WWE. You know, he's going to play returning to UFC against what they're going to pay him, you know, in WWE. I'm guessing this is where she's headed. Because, there just aren't a lot of options. I looked at Bellator. I didn't see any ranking for women. So, I don't think that there's any, you know, any place for her to go there, and unless they would try to start something with her. But, that just kind of seems to be the only real option there. But, I just kind of thought, I was kind of like, huh.
Well, and I think for her, with her situation, I don't know anything about that, whatever that other wrestling fight is called, but being that they're not publicly traded and don't have, you know, owners / board members who are trying to be politicians, that wellness programs might not necessarily need be in place.
Right. Yeah, because that, you know, that's obviously, that's obviously always a big question with her, you know, just like it was when they brought Lesnar back. You know, remember, and I know I've mentioned this a time or two, when UFC brought him back to fight, I know the guy's last name was Hunt. I don't remember his first name. I think it was Ron, but then I'm probably off there. Remember, they waived his drug tests to get him back. So, while I haven't heard anything about him, you know, and again, I'm not really invested in it, I haven't heard anything about him failing anything at WWE with their wellness program, but, you know, yeah, you would have to kind of question how she would do or how it would go just because of, you know, the thing we, you know, the things we've kind of heard. So, you know, be it good, bad, or as they say, indifferent, you know, just kind of how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it, obviously it remains to be seen, but I don't know. It just, you know, I tried to feign some interest in the UFC, but it's dwindled. But I would definitely tune into that pay-per-view if I was at a bar or Well, my brother-in-law got tired of paying for it.
I watched a little of the prelims on Saturday. You know, obviously the main card was on pay-per-view. I'm not as into it as I used to be. Maybe when the bigger names fight, I'm a little more interested. But that there's a card every month, you know, and now that they're part of the Mickey Mouse app and they're on there all the time, a lot of times it's names I just don't know, and you know, there's no real interest for me.
Yeah, well, and then when they bring back the old guys, you're like, why did they bring back the 65-year-old?
Yeah. But it's like that last Rocky movie where he fights the exhibition guy when he's supposed to do something or other. all right, well, enough of that. Just a little sidebar there for Dan and I to talk about MMA. And, Dan, it looks like good news on something that could have been very bad. The article I saw here is apparently David Ortiz is en route to Boston. If you haven't heard the story, he was shot in a club in the Dominican Republic last night, him along with a reporter. But it looks like both guys are going to recover. The Red Sox sent a medical plane down so they could bring him here to finish his treatment. So the report does say that he is en route, and he'll make a full recovery and be fine. And you know, right now that does look like the way it's headed. So that's a good thing, because obviously he's a fantastic personality for baseball. But Dan, I'm just trying to figure out, he seems like the most likable guy in the world. How the heck does somebody want to shoot this guy?
Jealousy. I don't know. I mean, that's the first thing I saw when I flipped on Bing. Through the Microsoft Edge app, if you search for Bing, you get an extra 20 points to add them up to the 100 or so you get, blah, blah, blah. But, then I had to, once I got to work, I sat down and read the article, and I just was flabbergasted that, like you said, I'm like, how does someone shoot David Ortiz? What did he do? You know, Yankee fans wouldn't even shoot him. So.
No.
Killed me.
And again, I've got to give the MLB Network just another punch in the face, because some of the way they covered this, like I went back, back and forth, and they had an interview with Jason Veritek, who obviously is a former, Ortiz teammate, and the way they played off the interview, they made it sound like he passed away. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? So I had to go search in, with Bing to find out, where they said, surgery went well and it looked like he'll make a full recovery. But yet the way they played up the tone of this interview, it was like he had died. And I was like, oh, give me a break, you idiot. And it's just like, I guess they wanted people to tune in or something. But I thought that was just disgusting the way they handled it.
Yeah. It was heartbreaking though to hear that.
So yeah, like I was as baffled as you. It's like, he obviously I've never met him, but he seems like a good guy, and he helps out. He makes a lot of appearances for charity stuff, and I like, okay, but apparently I did see they apparently have two suspects in custody.
Yeah.
I know, being that it's the Dominican Republic, I don't know if they'll ever make trial. I wouldn't be surprised if they just accidentally disappear. But we'll see how it goes. But yeah, hopefully they whatever works out, they throw the book at these people, and you know, just again, baffling that, you know, this would even happen.
Yeah, they need to throw the book at him. I don't know. It's just unfortunate. I mean, it's the biggest personality in baseball, and I think just beloved by everybody. So, like I said, he's at a club. I think it's just jealousy and someone trying to make a quick buck, I'm sure.
So, yeah, but, you know, like I said, luckily he's good. You know, from the reports I heard, surgery went well, and he should make a full recovery. You know, the bullet went what they call through and through and didn't end up hitting any of his vital organs. I know the report I saw said he had to have some intestine removed, but, you know, from what I know about what I remember from about, you know, that kind of stuff is you have quite a bit of intestine. So he should be okay. And, you know, the Red Sox are doing, you know, a pretty cool thing by bringing him here to get him what is perceived as better medical treatment. And, we'll see how it goes and keep you updated, but hopefully there's nothing to update except his recovery. But yeah, just, a very odd situation. You always kind of wonder what possesses these guys to kind of do something like this. And I don't know. I was like, all right, but enough of that. I don't want to depress everybody. Dan, I got to ask you, have you seen the video for this? Or by any chance, did you watch the Max Muncy Madison Bumgarner deal?
I'm still was going to ask you. I didn't really get the full extent. Was Bumgarner mad because he watched the ball and flipped the bat?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we know how Bumgarner is from watching him pitch for many years now. He gave up a home run, and they ended up losing 1-0, so he got no support from his team. You know, Muncy did the bat flip, and he took his time going around the bases. And, you know, Bumgarner, like Bumgarner does, yelled at him to run. And Muncy said something about if you want to see the ball, go get it out of the ocean, which obviously means, you know, Muncy did, you know, he didn't major in geography because he didn't hit the ball into the ocean, but that's a different story. And, of course, there were, you know, comments after the game. And, you know, everybody, of course, killed Madison Bumgarner. He shouldn't act like that. He gave up the home run. Dan, I thought for the first time in my life, one of these guys gave the best comment. And if you can talk to the interview or whatever, basically what Bumgarner says, and I got to see if I can find the exact quote to make sure I get it right, but he basically said, you know, they talk about how it's okay for these guys to act like this, you know, so why can't I have my reaction and be upset? You know, it's not okay for me to be mad, but it's okay for these guys to do that. Why? So, you know, again, I thought he made just perfect sense. Here I found it. It says, they want to let everybody be themselves. Let me be myself is what Bumgarner said. I just as soon fight than walk or whatever. Just do your thing and I'll do mine. And that becomes a good question, Dan. Why is he looked at negatively for having his reaction? Just because it's not a fun reaction?
Well, because the kids, it's Jack. No, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm a Bumgarner fan, but when you watch it in regular motion, it's not like Muncy stood there the entire time and watched the ball go out. He hit it. He took a second. In the time that he took to start his motion to the bag, Bumgarner could have had his back to the to the plate in a situation like that. And, you know, I don't really care who's, you know, that's one of the things the players need to get off of is worrying about what the hell anyone in the media has got to say about anything. I don't really, you know, if I was a player, I wouldn't give a damn what any of them say. You like me, you don't like me. I really don't give a two, you know, of those. But, you know, he mouthed his words. He got mad. He yelled at Muncy. Muncy talked back. So, and then it angered him even more. So, I mean, it's kind of, he kind of stuck his foot in his mouth a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, Muncy did take his sweet time getting around the base. Yeah,
well,
there was no,
I'm
I mean,
sorry,
that was barely, that was
but once,
rot.
But once you're,
so.
Once you're going and you've got the pitcher talking crap to you, I know you, Big Jack, you would have done the same exact thing as I would have done too. Oh, he's going to talk crap now? Well, now I'm going to take even longer to round those bases. There's no time clock.
And yeah, you,
they haven't instilled a time clock in the outfield for the amount of time
you
have to get make it from. For, you know, from home to home on a home run.
You want to speed up the game, baseball, there you go. Time limits on home runs, getting around the base of home run. Yeah, and, you know, while I'm not thrilled with what Bumgarner did, I love his response, though. I think that's far and away the best response I've ever heard for any of these things. And, you know, to be fair, that is really him. You know, he acts like that on every home run he gives up. So, you know, while it's not the best reaction, you know, that's just kind of who he is. And I just love the comment of, you know, why can't I be me? So,
yeah,
but
I mean,
then
Mike,
again, when he faced
Muncy
the next time, he didn't throw at him. So, you know, you can even kind of add that on. I mean, he wasn't a jerk about it like that. You know, he didn't come in on him or anything. He just pitched him like he normally would.
Yeah, he challenged him, which is what a real pitcher should do. You know, I don't believe that 9 out of 10 times, I don't believe that it's the pitcher who wants to hit the, you know. In that situation, had Bumgarner hit him, I don't think that would have been Bumgarner doing it. It would have been a call from Bochy. Which, give me 5 seconds, and I'm going to throw out the imposed rule that I think should be in place in that situation. But, you know, I give a lot of credit to Muncy, though, and the referee. It's not the NFL or wrestling. The umpire. The umpire knew the situation. He was out there as quick as could be. I still give it. Bumgarner got mad, but I also can respect the fact that he did not just go charge after him. So I give that on both sides with this rivalry. I don't know how much of that really takes into play in this day and age, but it's definitely there for the fans. You know, I give both those guys credit for not really clearing the benches and causing a game to go longer just for a little simple argument. But like I said, or my argument has always been, if the guy does a bat flip and watches it, you know, I felt like there wasn't a time limit. There's no time limit on it, and I don't think he watched it excessively long. But in the same token, my defense to that is always, he did not stare down Bumgarner when he was watching, or the trot. He didn't start his trap until he got the yelling from Bumgarner. And, I mean, you got to admit, though, if he said, well, why don't you go get it out of the ocean, that's pretty funny. And sadly, Big Jack, there are people who believe that gulfs and bays are a part of the body of water that they extend to. Don't ask.
Yeah.
I had that argument. No, I'm just saying because I had that argument in Florida. They kept telling us we're going to the ocean. I'm like, no, we're going to the Gulf. We're going to the Gulf.
Because
the ocean's on the other side of the state. but, you know, you brought up something that I wanted to talk about, and I guess, forget about or, you know, think about it when we're not doing the podcast. And when it comes to some of these unwritten rules, and I really do think it's high time that some of them just need to be eliminated, like the beam, you know, the home run, and then the pitcher hits the next batter. You know, immediately, if in a situation like that, I think the coach and the pitching coach, gone. What does the pitching coach have to do with it? Nothing. But you're going to play that stupid unwritten rule. You both got to go. Let everyone else figure it out. And not only do they have to go, they got to go. They need to go pack their crap up, and they need to leave. And then the pitcher automatically 13 games. Why 13? Because he can appeal and get two games off and still miss two starts. And then the manager and the pitcher have to go to an anger management class and speak. Or maybe not anger management, but like a kid, you know, like a teenager, something like that. They need to go and do some real-life community service. I don't want just a fine. I'm sick of the, you know, these sports and their fines. Because you and I both know, oh, it's going to go to this and this charitable organization. My ass. I don't buy it. They need to do something that's productive. They need to not only speak, but they need to do it on their dime. They got to start, you know, quit giving all these fines out. They need to start chalking it up and hitting these guys in the wall where it really hurts and making them do stuff. I don't know. You know, I haven't really thought about it that far, but, you know, I really believe that with these, with that stupid rule, they just, boom, you got to go.
All right. Well, obviously, I wouldn't have a problem with any of this, but, you know, there's two issues that you have to overcome. All right. The first one, obviously, is intent, because, you know, every pitcher is going to say he didn't mean to hit that guy. And then the second one is, how are you going to get it past the union?
You make it extremely excessive so that they counter it down.
So,
no,
the union is the stumbling point with everything. But, you know, the tough part is, how do you prove intent?
No, there is. You don't have to prove intent. The rule is, if a guy hits a home run and he's retaliating, you know, he gets hit the next go around, it's just automatic. You're not worried about intent. You're not worried about any of it. Just like the domestic violence, it doesn't matter. If the cops file a report, it doesn't matter. There's no charges.
Whether you're innocent
or not.
That's Dan is tough on crime. You're lucky he's not your police commissioner. So, a couple quick notes here, Dan. It looks like the Mets-Yankees game has officially been postponed, and the Diamondbacks-Philly game has started under a rain delay, but they're under the impression that they will be able to get that in. And leading into the Phillies, did you see the, I believe it was the Nick Pivetta interview yesterday after he threw a complete game and dropped the F-bomb?
he's in Philly.
Actually, I think they were on the road, but it was still kind of humorous that, you know, he threw that out there. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And, you know, I don't know if the FCC still finds networks and stuff like that, but I guess we'll figure that out in a little bit. And then the other two oddities, two attempts at stealing home yesterday, Dan. Rougned Odor had a fantastic one and made it. And then I don't know what the hell Bryce Harper was thinking. He was out by about 6 feet. Did you get to check either one of those out? And then do you enjoy the steal of home?
I enjoy the steal at home. I mean, Rougned Odor has to do something to make his contract worth being there.
Well, yeah, so he might as well get some on, right?
Yeah, I mean, he and that other guy that have a Gallo.
So, but, yeah, I thought that was humorous. And it did relate when I was just 13, Dan. I was on a little league team where a guy was stealing home and the batter missed the sign and swung and ended up taking the guy's helmet off. He hit the bill of the helmet, took it right off his head, didn't even hurt the guy. So,
good thing it wasn't the 40s.
Yeah. So otherwise, probably swung and missed. It, you know, he hit the bill of the helmet, luckily. You know, just shook the kid up more than anything. But, yeah, luckily he wasn't hurt. I just thought it was quite the oddity that I had. You know, that's one of the things I don't think I've ever seen happen again. And I probably wouldn't have believed it if I wouldn't have been sitting on the bench. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just kind of like, huh. But yeah, you know, it's always fun. You know, it's a nice, exciting play there. You get the guy trying to sneak, you know, sneak his way in there. And like I said, Odor did a fantastic job, and Bryce Harper almost looked lost. I'm not quite sure what was going on there, but we'll have to see. And you know, I'm thinking next year, Dan. I keep seeing these things. I'm thinking, you know, next year you and I got to come up with like a power ranking every week or so for the teams, because I keep seeing these things out there, and I don't know if they're excessively popular or if it's just something that fills time, but you know, they seem to be, you know, one of the things that always kind of float out there. And I mean, I don't know how much stock I put into it. I mean, obviously it's June, and like, you know, this one I have here has the Dodgers number one and the Astros number two. I mean, do you consider those teams the best two in baseball?
Yeah, but I mean, what determines power rankings?
Well, you do. You know, you watch the games, and then you decide who the best team is.
There's got to be a better system than that.
You know, you take in all the stats. You know, you check all that stuff out, and then you decide this is the team I think is best at baseball, regardless of record, and you put them up there. So
I prefer this possible trade destination.
You know.
Put all thirty teams, well, yeah, all 30 teams on a wheel, spin it.
Yeah.
And then only have to re-spin it when it's the team that the guy is. Well, I guess you wouldn't even have to, because then you could say, no, he's going to stay home.
See? You know, and then, you know, something else over the weekend here, and I'm actually surprised I didn't really kind of realize this, because I know, you know, like I know that, you know, Edwin Encarnacion have been a really solid player for, you know, a long period of time. But Dan, I didn't realize he just hit the 400 home runs yesterday. I didn't know he had that many. Did you? Were you there?
No, I didn't realize he was at that mark.
So yeah, I was kind of shocked. You know, I know he was one of those guys that it took him a little while to get going. Like, he had one 20-plus year in Cincinnati, you know, but I know he had a couple 40 years with Toronto, and that's when he really kind of started getting rolling was, you know, like when he got to Toronto in 2011 or 2012 or something. But yeah, I didn't realize he had wandered all the way up to 400, but yeah, he hit two yesterday, and the second one was his, you know, the 400th of his career. So,
wow.
You know, I guess it kind of makes you question how much longer is he a Mariner? You know, he's currently leading the American League, I think baseball actually, with 20 home runs. You know, how much longer is he in a Seattle uniform before a team comes calling for a power hitting run producer?
I mean, that was my thinking process going through my brain. You know, as I was trying to cycle it down, I mean, who would be looking for him? Would it be the Angels?
Well,
you can't miss the A's.
Yeah,
because I, you know,
so,
of course,
you know,
I was like Philly, but that won't work.
Yeah. You know, and I think that kind of limits it. But yeah, you wonder if the Yankees continue to have injuries if they have to go get them. All right, well, there we go. The music is going to roll out of here Monday. While we're going, you know, to be at BruceCameraDio.com, check out the show over there. Link forward over to the Facebook page. I'm about while you're over there with YouTube. But don't forget to put it in the comments. That's what I'm doing. Now, folks, if I'm doing a man for you, if you'd like to look at what I'm doing, there's only 6 months to come on my channel. I'm going to show you the video. But if you go to my app, you can go over to TV.com and look at anything you want.
Perfect. sportstimeradio.com.